when you've been, if you've been burglarized, you're just like, whoa, you're totally like taken in that moment. And so I got on my Zoom call with all these hosts and I was like, y'all, like I turned the camera around. I'm like, look what just happened. Like I'm like, I don't even know what to think right now.
Welcome to Behind the Stays, a podcast that shares the stories behind your favorite Airbnbs and the hosts who've made them memorable. Behind the Stays is brought to you by Spontaneous, a free weekly newsletter that brings you a carefully curated list of last-minute deals and upcoming steals on Airbnb. Sign up at spontaneous.com. I'm your host, Zach Buzicruz. Enjoy the show. Hey everybody, Zach here. Quick question before we dive into today's chat. So are you ever scrolling on Instagram and you see these like ridiculously beautiful Airbnbs that look like they're fresh out of a Dwell or Restoration Hardware magazine? And have you ever wondered to yourself, like, how the heck are these hosts able to afford to furnish their spaces so elegantly? Well, I wondered this too until I found out that there's actually a secret that many of the best Airbnb hosts know that enable them to buy things like West Elm media consoles, Crate and Barrel couches, and parachute sheets at prices that you just really can't get anywhere else. And that secret? Well, it's Manoan, a completely free platform to purchase everything that you need for your short-term rental. If you have more than one short-term rental, chances are that you use some sort of system for your property management, right? Whether it's like a guestie or an uplisting. Well, Manoan is the system that hosts use for furnishing and refreshing their homes. Manoan provides hosts with a one-stop shop to get hundreds of discounts on the world's leading brands, and a system where you can manage all of the ordering, all of the tracking, all of the returns, etc., in one place, which obviously just saves you a lot of time and money. Oh, and the best part, again, is that Manoan is totally free. Like, no membership fees, no annual dues, nada. Like, it's almost too good to be true, except for the fact that, well, it is true. And if you thought Manoan couldn't get any better, well, that's actually where you would be wrong. So I want you to stay tuned for more info in just about 15 minutes from now that'll make you want to sign up for Manoan the minute this episode is over. All right, so stay tuned in just a few minutes and hear a little bit more about why you want to sign up for your free, totally free Manoan account the minute this podcast is over. All right, Amy. We are live for a very, very special podcast. This is actually the first time I've done anything like this. So I'm just excited to be having this conversation and to hear a little bit more of this story that really it's gone viral. And you are at the center of this viral story, Amy. So first and foremost, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be back with you, Zach.
Yes, yes. And for those who are tuning in who might not recognize Amy's voice, Amy was on, I can't even remember the episode number, but one of our earliest podcasts, actually. And she got to share her story and talk about Albalanco, which is her company. If you don't follow her already on Instagram, I'll have her Instagram linked in the show notes below. Amy's pumping out great content. And it's always entertaining, and just it's real, Amy, which I love. It's so authentic. It's so real. But what I want to talk to you about is some of these reels, no pun intended, that you've been putting out around this crazy story that you have found yourself in with a guest who has done something that I don't know if other guests have done before. This is quite the story. So why don't you just start by taking us back to the very beginning, what happened, and we'll go from there.
Sure. So we got a request for just a one-night stay from a guest. And, I would say the ratings were not the greatest. Okay. And so our vetting process was, we had to kind of think through. It wasn't terrible. There was nothing from previous hosts that were like telling us the full story, which is another thing in and of itself. But it was enough to say, it's a one night stay.
Yeah.
We've had great experiences. Let's do it. So, so we took the booking and the guest stayed the night. I thought all went well. Cleaners came. Yeah. I heard nothing.
Yeah.
Everything seemed to be fine. But then that next night, I was going to lead a Zoom call. I'm a coach for other hosts in a mastermind. And I went down into our Airbnb to kind of lead this Zoom meeting. And I'm like running late. So I'm rushing in with my computer and everything. And then I just happened to like glance up at the wall. And there was this huge piece of artwork above my sofa that was different. It was not my artwork. Like, I've never seen it before. It was over this like jet propeller. And like, I've got to say, I was just instantly like, whoa, like creeped out. Like, what's happened?
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of like this, like, when you've been, you know, if you've been burglarized, you're just like, whoa, you're totally like taken in that moment. And so I got on my Zoom call with all these hosts and I was like, y'all, like, I turned the camera around. I'm like, look what just happened. Like, I'm like, I don't even know what to think right now.
Yeah.
And so we were all just kind of going back and forth and they were like, oh my gosh, you have to tell us what happened. And they're new hosts too. So yeah. I'm sure they're freaking out. Like, what am I getting myself into? So bizarre. So I started looking around the apartment to find the picture that I had on the wall, which was just a cheap kind of, you know, piece of art from Home Goods. And it was just like this vintage map, nothing great. I knew it wasn't anything great, but it wasn't a jet propeller, which really didn't go with like our brand versus a world map and All Belong like that.
Yeah,
that's our brand.
Yeah.
So it fits. Yeah. So anyways, I'm looking around for my artwork and I could not find it anywhere. And I'm like, he took my artwork. Like, what in the world? So we were headed out.
Amy, was anything else like missing? Like, was anything else gone?
Nothing else was gone. Everything else was in its place.
Okay.
I looked behind the picture, you know, thinking, was there like damage to the wall?
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen enough like TV shows to like go, are there hidden cameras?
Yeah.
You know? So it was just like this freaky thing. And I'm texting our team and they're all just like, what in the world? I mean, we have stories that are crazy, funny, and we don't share them often, you know, just, but this one just seemed to be like, I was just so creeped out that night.
Yeah.
And so the next morning I was like, you know, I think our small Instagram following would get a kick out of this.
Yeah.
And just like, let's bring them along of like how I'm feeling. And this is just so bizarre.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just like jot a couple of, little few second shots.
Yeah.
And just saying, y'all, I'm super creeped out, and just showed them the picture and that was it. And then strung those together, slapped it up on Instagram. And then we were actually headed out of town for my kids' spring break. We went to the beach for a few days and all of a sudden, like, the engagement on that video was so quick with a lot of our followers. And I was like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
Like, they're getting into it and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so invested in this story.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so at that point it was just this like, we were enjoying just the mystery.
Fun. Yeah. Like what happened? Also, what's so surprising, right? I mean, I'm sure there's lots of surprising things we're going to get into here, but like right off the bat, it's like, it'd be one thing to take the painting, right? And then just leave. And it's another to like, to take the time to find another one and put it in its place. Like what was going through this individual's this mind? I mean, like that, like a, maybe the assumption was, oh, well, no one will notice. Or if you really wanted the painting, just take the painting and go, right? Like why replace it? That is interesting.
That is the question. And that is, I think, what's so bizarre about the situation. And, you know, he actually had messaged our team and I guess he had looked up our story and said a compliment about our business and our brand. So in a way, I do wonder if the replacement of it was kind of like, I wonder if in his mind it could have been a positive thing. I wasn't quite sure.
Yeah. Like maybe, Like maybe I don't know. I don't want to speak for, you know, him and, you know, what he might have done in the past, but like maybe part of his shtick is he just, you know, collects things from the Airbnbs he stays in. But maybe because he was inspired by your story, he's like, well, I can't just take this and not, you know, and run with it. I've got to give something back because Abelanco's mission is so cool, which again is just so, talk about complex humans, right? Like talk about how complicated we all are. That is
They're
amazing.
Fascinating. Yeah.
Okay. So you're go ahead.
So we actually like, that's exactly it. Like our minds were swirling and so I was like, let's reach out to some of his other previous hosts and see like, what's the full story there? Because they used terminology like free spirit and, you know, so it was like, okay, this is a free spirit here. And so we got some interesting feedback, from them about, you know, that I was able to put into the reels and hopefully while not disclosing, our guest's identity. And, you know, he had like, I guess lifted up a garage that he wasn't supposed to and started putting other things in another host's garage. So you're like, okay, like that's strange. So, but there was no theft.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Yeah.
It wasn't like an art swap game.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, from Airbnb to Airbnb. And of course, everyone, all of our followers were coming on with all of their theories in this.
All right, friends, it's me again with just a wee bit more info about our friends at Manoan. So in addition to providing hosts with a completely free system to help streamline furnishing and granting hosts access to hundreds of discounts on the world's leading brands, Manoan also enables hosts to make their homes shoppable in a way that's subtle and also sophisticated. So here's an example of how this works. Let's say a guest sends you a message remarking how well they slept during their stay, and they ask, you know, what kind of mattress was in the master bedroom, because when they get home, they want to buy a new mattress because, again, they had just such a beautiful night's sleep, right? Well, as it turns out, it was a purple mattress that you had ordered via Manoan when you were furnishing your home. Well, if that guest does go and buy a purple mattress, Manoan thinks that you should get a cut of that sale, right? After all, it was a great night's sleep on your mattress that convinced this guest that they had to have the same one. So Manoan's technology enables hosts to earn commissions on everything from mattresses to coffee makers and soaps to sofas. You can save on high-end furnishings upfront, and then if you want, you have the ability to earn cash money whenever your guests buy the products that they fell in love with while they were staying at your vacation rental. So again, you don't have to do this, right? You can just use Manoan to buy these incredible, glorious furnishings for your home. You don't also have to make your home shoppable, but if you wanted to do that, Manoan provides a really easy, simple way to do this that does not, you know, disturb guest experience. It's not like there's like price tags on everything, right? Like it's a very subtle, very sophisticated kind of like one little QR code that you can put anywhere in your home, and folks can go and explore the furnishings around your space just by quickly scanning that QR code. You could throw it in your, you know, on your kitchen sink, near your kitchen sink, or you could put it, you know, near the guest bedroom, whatever it might be, right? So I want you to take a moment right after this conversation, or you could pause the episode and do this right now, and I want you to sign up for a free account at manoanexperience.com. Please, please, please tell the folks there that Zach from Behind the Stays sent you their way. Just head on over to Manoan, that's Minoan, experience.com. And again, be sure to tell them that Zach from Behind the Stays sent you their way. Thanks, guys. Really, really appreciate you taking some time to check out Manoan, and let me know what you think about their offerings. What were some of these different individuals' theories as to like what was happening?
Yeah. So it was, well, maybe he painted this artwork himself, which... Then it's funny because I had some people, the internet loves to do research for you. So they were sending me the link. They found the link to this painting online. It's a canvas painting. So it was obvious that, and it was worth more than my map.
Wow.
You know, okay. I know, it's just fascinating. So I was posting, you know, these links and decided everyone was just coming with their own theories. Another one was the hidden cameras. Another one was, you know, yeah, making a wall in the,
a hole
I'm
in the
sorry,
wall.
Making
yeah,
a hole
yeah.
in the wall. Thank you. And, there were so many.
Yeah.
There were so many coming at me, and I really was appreciated the, you know, attempts to help, but I was like, let's debunk some of these theories.
Yeah.
So I then, because everyone was getting into it, I made a reel that helped to kind of debunk the theories, thinking, I'll take you along. This is what's happening in real time.
Yeah.
And it's not this and it's not this.
Yeah.
And then one of my co-hosts actually said, well, do we have proof to make a claim to Airbnb? Like, what about cameras? Do you have camera footage?
Yeah.
And it had not dawned on me that we had just put up a camera on the driveway just to like see, you know, when a guest says they're bringing two guests or different stuff. Right. So we were like,
talk about timing. Talk about timing there.
Timing, total timing. Yeah. So we'd never pulled up footage before.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, okay, let's figure this out. And we were in the car on the way to the beach at this point. And then we found the camera footage. And it was like our jaws dropped to see it happening, you know?
so what does the footage show? Yeah, what does the footage show?
Yeah. So it shows that this guest, the first thing was, it was at checkout.
Okay.
And what's ironic is, and I did not mention this on the reels, is my husband, Mark, actually had come outside and met them.
Wow.
And said, hello and welcome. And I don't know at what point in the story that happened, but he did say they were a little odd and they seemed a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, now we know why, but the first thing he did was he was wearing, I think it was a pink hoodie. And the footage shows him carrying in the jet propeller artwork.
Okay.
So that happened. Yes, he brought it in. And then like a few minutes later, he was leaving in a blue hoodie. I could get the blue and pink messed up.
But different,
quite remember.
Like the hoodie that he came out with was a different color than the hoodie
color.
He went in with. Okay.
He changed hoodies and he was holding this like blanket.
Okay.
Like, in a way, kind of like a tray, like you could tell there was something under there.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, okay, there goes my artwork, you know, but he knew enough to like try to like cover it up. And then he carried that and put it in his car.
Wow.
So it was like, oh my gosh, like this happened. So I, of course, put the video footage out. Because so many of our followers were just like, you know, they were like, this is better than any true crime podcast
I've ever
read, you know? And so it was fun. I put the video footage out there at that point I was like, okay, let's just put it out on, I'll just slap up, the first video. I was at video two or three on Instagram. I'll slap up the first one on TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't get TikTok. Like, I'm not I'm not in the younger crowd. And I think I had like 50 followers.
Yeah.
And none of my videos had ever gotten like above, I'd say like 700 views.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're putting up, and I noticed people had started following on Instagram.
Yeah.
As this was unfolding, and then at the beach, we were finding out like from previous hosts. So the beach was kind of overwhelming because it was like the story was continuing.
Yeah. It was like taking over your vacation.
It kind of did. It kind of shadowed it, but we were good to like put the phones down and enjoy the time. But my daughter, who's 15 and very much a TikTok person, came up to me one morning and she was like, the next morning after posting that first video, and she was like, Mom, you have like 120,000 views on that video. And I was like, are you kidding? Like, what? It was like bizarre.
Wow.
And so, you know, I was like, okay, well, they obviously like it. So I'll put up the next one. I guess we'll put this on TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I made the mistake of reading the comments.
Oh gosh. Yeah. The comments. Yeah, it's always horrible. It's just so bad.
You just shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared for that. Mm. You know, everybody knows the haters are going to come out.
Yeah.
People are just keyboard warriors and
yeah.
But I really like, it took me pretty far down,
yeah.
You know?
What were some of the, like, I mean, you don't have to, you know, tell them verbatim, but like, what was sort of like the gist of some of the nasty ones?
Yeah. Like, it was more just like, I think my credibility was questioned.
Mm.
That I was doing this, that I made up this story, that I was doing this for the attention and to show off my space. And, you know, that just, like you said earlier, I am so want to keep it real that like, that would not enter my mind to do.
It's a lot of work. That would be a lot of work, right? To pull something like that off that, you know, that was totally fake. I mean, maybe it's actually a brilliant growth strategy, but like,
there you go.
Would not have crossed my mind. Definitely would not have crossed your mind.
No, for sure. And I think that really, like, it just bothered me that I think it was like, all, and there were of course more comments too that are just downright mean, and it's just like the dehumanization of people's comments of like, they don't know me, they don't care to know, and the lack of empathy, of course, with a brand like All Belong, you know, it just went against everything that we stand for, hold dear, want to bring to this world.
So
it really took me down, but at that point I realized this is not like going away, this is like ramping up bigger and bigger as our followers just started growing. So at that point I knew I needed to like reach out for help on our social media. I've never had to do that before. So a former employee of ours actually had majored in digital marketing.
Okay.
So I pulled her in and I was like, can you just read the comments and engage where we need to engage?
Yeah.
Can you post the videos that I'm putting out? Can you just like do
just
it?
Just do it.
And
yeah.
So, yeah, graciously, she did it. And so I would see a comment here and there. Like when you first post, the comments are okay because it's usually like the people that, you know.
Yeah, are engaged with you.
They're in totally your circle. Engaged.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I could watch like the very beginning and feel like, yeah, it's our people when they're enjoying still. Like I'm not just, but I think like the more it went on, the more the reach went. I think we were at least 7 million views on TikTok now.
Jeez. Yeah.
The followers, I have more than 24,000 followers all of a sudden just from this story alone.
Yeah.
Our Instagram following tripled in size. It's just like insane to me.
It's the power of viral content, right? Like this is what people talk about all the time. It's like impossible to predict, but when it happens, it you know, it's literally like a flood, right? And you know, whether you wanted it or not, it's now there, and now you get to decide like, all right, what do you want to do with it, right? So how have you thought about like this huge growth in following? And like, I want to get back to the story and like, you know, figure out what's happened, but like, you know, just sticking for just a moment here in sort of that moment where you do realize, oh my gosh, there are all these eyeballs on us that like 24 hours ago weren't here. What are the things that are like running through your head? Like, are you thinking, oh, we need to be posting content constantly? Are you thinking, oh my gosh, I want to pause on the content creation? Are you like, what sort of emotions are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling overwhelmed, but I'm also seeing like, okay, people are really getting into the story.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, it would not make sense. It did not feel right to then just like shift content to like what we normally would do.
Like hosting tips or something like that. Yeah.
Look at this property. Which I had been working for 5 years to produce content. And all of a sudden, with this kind of a negative but interesting story, all the eyes were on us. So I did feel like as things were coming out and unfolding, I wanted to give the people what they want. And let's put something out like once a day, which of course people were like, stop leaving us hanging on every word and give us more. But it's a lot.
It's a lot
to put that out there. So it kind of put a lot of the rest of our business on hold. And my team stepped up and they're great. They just knew like, this is where I need to focus right now. But I didn't want to also, in a way, I wanted to capitalize on the eyes to let them just get to know us without becoming overly salesy.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm just happy you're here. I'm happy that, and this is, you know, I use the chance to just kind of do more introduction, and not necessarily like what we sell, what we offer, because I think the ones that want to stick around, you know, I feel like social media is so much more about relationship, connection.
Yeah.
And so if we can connect with people and they can see who we are, what we're about, you know, we can always show them our properties later.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Wow. Hey guys, it's Zach. If you're enjoying this episode, could you do me two very quick favors? First, this show is possible thanks to a handful of incredible organizations who've signed on to be advertising partners of Behind the Stays. It would mean the world to me if you'd take just a second to scroll down to the show notes and go learn more about this episode's sponsor. Even if you aren't in the market for agency support or a new PMS at the moment, it never hurts to be aware of who else is out there. And second, if you're listening to this episode on Spotify, could you be so kind as to give Behind the Stays a 5-star rating? And if you're on Apple Podcasts, could you submit a quick review and let me know what you love most about the show? I know it seems trivial, but these things really, really do help us grow the show. And just a reminder that if you've ever got feedback from me on how to make the show better, shoot me an email directly at Zach, that's Z-A-C-H, at spontaneous.com. You all really are the best. I love receiving your emails and DMs. All right, so check out the sponsor and leave us a rating and a review, please. All right, guys, back to the show. So, okay, so you get to 7 million views on these TikTok videos. Your Instagram following triples. Where are we at in the story like today? So did you end up filing any sort of claim with Airbnb, and how did that shake out?
Yeah, so we did file a claim, and the way Airbnb handles it is they actually make you send it to the guest. So we had to reach out to him and, you know, make the claim to for this, you know.
Did you send him the video footage? But you said like we have video footage or no?
I actually did not even tell him about that evidence. Okay. I told Airbnb when we had to escalate it, but I just kind of wanted it to be like very personal and just between, you know, just between us and millions of other people. You took our, you know, our artwork is missing and we need this money to replace it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He came back and paid a quarter of what I had asked for it. Like, and didn't say anything in return. And I actually was like, you know, I wanted to know why. We all wanted to know why.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I asked him, like, even I would love to just know your perspective. And if you can explain anything behind this, like,
that'd be really helpful.
I would love to hear. Yeah. Didn't hear anything about that. But he asked why we were making a claim.
Huh.
Which I thought was so like, what?
Yeah.
Like, very strange. Anyway, so in working with Airbnb, then at that point, they escalated it and we had to wait several days. Of course, the the people wanted to know what Airbnb was going to do. So they finally came back and it was a little anticlimactic. They were just like, yes, we'll pay your claim.
Yeah.
For your artwork, because I did send them the video footage.
Yeah.
Some people were saying I should go to the local police. We didn't take that route.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my concern was with Airbnb, like, are you going to continue to let him be on the platform?
Yeah,
exactly. For other hosts.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
So I wrote them back and said, this is bigger than money. You know, what are you going to do about the guest?
Yeah.
And so it was really good. They wrote back, and a lot of times Airbnb is not known for its support of its hosts.
Yeah.
And, but in this case, they did rule that they were going to be taking him off the platform. So,
yeah.
You know, I was relieved to hear that for future hosts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not missing artwork off their walls.
Oh, I mean, it's so strange. Like, I want to know why. I want to know why. Like, what was the thinking? Why pay a quarter of what you were asking for? Like, there are all these, like, signals that he was clearly, well, I don't know if he was clearly, but he seems, right, to be sort of conflicted, right? And like, it, you know, or something, a part of him, like, wanted to make it right, but then the other part of him was like, well, I can't for whatever reason. And again, like, to your point, it would make sense, right? If, like, let's say you had this, you know, a painting that was worth thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars or something like that, right? But like that he could go and resell. But from what you've shared, right, it wasn't worth that much. the painting that he put up in its place was actually worth more. So it couldn't have been a money thing, right? And if so, like, if it wasn't a money thing, was it just he'd always wanted a world map and he just, you know, like, what have you thought about? I mean, you've spent so much time, I'm sure, thinking about all of this. Like, what are some of your theories?
Yeah, well, here's what's interesting. The more the internet, again, they like to do research. And so someone sent me a link to his Facebook page.
Okay.
They found it.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm like, I don't know how you found this,
yeah,
but okay, there he is.
Yeah.
And from there, I was able to do a little more digging. Turns out that he had some kind of startup.
Okay.
With airplane parts.
Interesting. Interesting.
So perhaps this artwork of this jet propeller was obviously something maybe he already had.
Yeah.
And is this like some weird way of like, maybe he's leaving like a business card? I don't know.
Yeah, was there like a QR code on the back or something like that?
That would have been so amazing. No, I don't know.
Wow.
I that is the burning question. Why?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't have that answer. But then the question has become, well, what are you going to do with it now?
Yeah.
Because I can't tell you how many thousands of people have said, well, I like that piece better.
Yeah.
I like it better than what you had on the wall, which is not the point.
Yeah.
So I'm actually, where we are in the story now is I've got some ideas about what I want to do with this jet piece of art that everyone cares about. And what I want to put there instead.
Ah, okay. Okay. Can you tell us any of this or is it still TBD?
No, I'll tell you. I'll tell you. Dish it out here first.
Yes.
Yes. So I went back to HomeGoods thinking, okay, Airbnb's giving me $100 and I'm going to just pick out like something, but it felt yucky. It did, nothing spoke to me. And I just feel like the situation had become so big that a little piece of store-bought art just didn't feel like it would capture the significance of, you know, celebrating like all that this has become. Who knew? So then I reached out to a local artist here and we came up with the idea of there's this river view. That's why it's called the River House Apartment. So the James River is right outside and there's like a waterfall dam, and we have one of the best views of it. So she showed me this old picture that she found of that waterfall.
Okay.
And she was like, I could recreate this in my style.
Wow.
And we could put it on the wall. And I just thought, that's perfect.
Yeah.
It's literally your view, you know, while you're booking it.
Yeah.
And like, let's put local art like on the wall. And it's, you know, some people might say that's crazy because our artwork got stolen. Like, is somebody else going to come in and steal this? You know, maybe we should go cheaper. But instead, I mean, I believe in people. Yeah. I mean, obviously I believe in the sharing economy, and I don't think this is the typical story.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I like to level up our guest experience. And I think just putting something even more meaningful and even better for our guests is the way that we want to go about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then with the jet propeller, I don't have it quite figured out, but like how to do this, but everyone has suggested doing an auction and letting the proceeds benefit a charity of our choice. One of the things that you wouldn't expect for, you know, an Airbnb business to care about is affordable housing in our city.
Yeah.
My husband's actually on the board for a local organization that provides affordable housing. And I thought, you know, that might be what we do.
Wow.
Gives the top bidder the painting and let's get some help on the affordable housing in our city. So
that is that is an amazing, if that ends up coming to fruition. I mean, that's an amazing story. I mean, talk about just kind of like the character too of like you guys, right? And your philosophy on and your outlook really just on life, right? Like a lot of people could respond very negatively, go in a lot of other directions, file the police report, do all the things, right? And like you guys I would say taking the high road here. And recognizing too that again, like there's so many questions that might never get answered, right? Unfortunately,
yes.
but also giving people kind of like the benefit of the doubt here, right? Like, hey, I mean, something right really must have been happening in this individual's life for all of that to transpire, right? Again, it's not an expensive piece of art, you know. It's,
right.
They replaced it with something that was more expensive. They didn't take anything else in the home, right? Like it is just. There's something there, and maybe we just got to trust that whatever that is, like, it's going to be dealt with in time, and doing everything you can to prevent, you know, other people from having things taken from their homes or swapped from their homes, which is great,
right?
But no need to take this to the extreme, you know, because this individual is probably, I don't know, like maybe they've had a rough life, or you know, you there's got to be something challenging about your present state to go through all of the work to change your hoodie. To take a painting and to replace it with something else, to pay 25% of what was asked, right? And not the other 75%.
Right.
And then to ask, hey, why are you filing a claim? Like all of that together, there's something going on, and gotta wish the best for this guy, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not looking to drag him through the mud. We certainly, you know, all belong. Like we get it. Everybody goes through stuff. We've been through our stuff. So, yeah, totally get it. I do think I'm going to put, once we hang the artwork, I think like to honor this story, I think our guests would enjoy it. So I want to put up maybe a QR code to, you know, to show them like where this artwork came from and how meaningful it is. And, I think that would be like our way to honor this whole thing, bring them along into this place.
I love it. I'm curious, has anyone else, like has Airbnb asked, like do you know if they've watched your reels at all?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have not heard.
Because I could just see this being like, this could be great content for like lots of people. And I'm sure like folks have reached out. And because it is such a fun, interesting story. So, hey, I hope you get to like you know, produce something, you know, that kind of tells the story soup to nuts in a super fun kind of like dynamic way. Outside of this podcast, of course, because I do think that this is a story worth keeping and sharing. It's just so intriguing.
It is. It's crazy. It's been a crazy ride. Who knew, right?
Like, who knew
what it would become?
Yeah. Well, my last question for you, Amy, is like, so now that, you know, you've had this crazy story happen, you've gone viral on TikTok, you've tripled your Instagram following, like, how has that shifted, if at all, like how you're thinking about social media and how it relates to your business? Like, have you sort of decided, hey, we need to up our social publishing game now that we've acquired all these new eyeballs, and we need to do something with this? Or like, where's your head at right now with respect to how to sort of, like, you know, serve this new audience that has just grown dramatically, quote unquote, overnight?
Yeah, I think it's shown me the power of storytelling. I also feel like this was a personal journey for me because, you know, you're creating content, but you really don't know what you rely in social media on the relationships there to kind of tell you what they enjoy.
Yeah.
So I think for me, I'm not planning on at this point, like, hiring a manager but I do think, like, you know, a good story is worth everything.
Yeah.
And people come to these platforms for entertainment. And I don't know that, you know, I don't know that I'm here to teach and for people to come and learn. I do get a lot of hosts coming to us, but really I want to be focused on potential guests and bringing our message, like, of belonging to the world.
Yeah.
So, like, I think just continuing to do what we've been doing is kind of where I'm thinking, just with more, you know, and maybe anytime a crazy story comes along, I don't really want to be known for that, but obviously people like hearing behind the stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I think story is where it's at.
Well, you know, I couldn't agree with you more there. And you know, what's also interesting is obviously a story like this, hopefully this isn't a regular occurrence for lots of reasons, right? It might be a deterrent, right? People might be like, I don't want to stay at all Valanco properties because some shady shit is going on, all the, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, but what's cool about storytelling, right, is it is just a powerful medium. It's a powerful mechanism, and it can be good, you know, used for bad. It can be used, you know, for good. And you are, like, watching your content, like, you're a natural storyteller. And I think that there could be, one of the things that you could take away from this is, like, hey, what does it look like for me to tell some sort of story, some maybe more meaningful and emotional, some a little bit more crazy, like, once a week? What does it look like for me to put together just a story of one of our guest experiences or an experience, you know, we had? And I think that, again, is maybe where your superpower lies, is, like, the ability to bring people in. You've got good hooks, and you are a natural storyteller. So I love that you've had that takeaway, and I just want to, like, commend and celebrate that and encourage you in whatever way I can to lean into that, because there is a ton of content out there, right, that is tippy and tricky and all this stuff is really, really great. And then there's a lot of other content that's so highly produced. It's these gorgeous reels, like, I mean, these unbelievable creative, right? But there is this gap, I think, in the middle of, like, the story that's not, I'm not trying to teach you anything. I'm not trying to tell you how to, like, better your business. And I'm also not trying to just, like, wow you with these unbelievable, like, shots of, like, my cabin, right? Like, there's a middle ground. And I think that you could ride that wave.
Yeah, that's really good. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, Amy, this has been amazing. I have really enjoyed watching this story unfold on Instagram. For those who are listening to the story and you haven't seen Amy's reels yet, I'm going to go ahead and throw all links to all the reels and her Instagram in the show notes below, and also her TikTok now in the show notes below. And you can go and check out these stories and then reach out to Amy if you've got any questions or if you've got any theories, additional theories, right, on what happened.
I'll take them.
She'll take them. But Amy, hey, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks so much, Zach.
Hey friends, hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you are an Airbnb host or know an Airbnb host who'd like to come on the show, please send me an email at Zach, ZACH, @spontaneous.com, and we will chat. Behind the Stays is brought to you each week by Spontaneous, a carefully curated weekly newsletter that brings you the best last-minute deals and upcoming steals on Airbnb. It's sort of like Scott's Cheap Flights, but for Airbnb. You can sign up once again for free at spontaneous.com. Last but certainly not least, I didn't believe in Marie Kondo's whole spark joy mantra until I started podcasting. Now, my joy is sparked every time I see a new subscriber roll in. So please hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode, and so you add a little spark to my joy fire today. Okay, that was kind of weird, but we're going to roll with it. Subscribe, and thanks in advance. All right, everyone, see you next time.